Our toddler room ministry is also my daughter. Danielle is getting ready to start her senior year at Bluffton University. And by starting her senior year, I mean she's already in volleyball practice. So that is coming up quick. She will be student teaching at Lima Shawnee in the fall. And then one more semester and she's done. All right. So expect bags like this to be packed outside of our house the day after graduation, because she gone, which is not true at all, according to her mother. So you helped Danielle go on the trip of a lifetime. At Bluffton University, you have to go on some type of cross-cultural experience, or, as Danielle said, take 2 years of foreign language, and she was like, nope, because in our family, English is tough enough. So she had the opportunity to go to Israel. I told her I need to see a picture of Jesus' footprint. So let's see if it's up there. Danielle, come on up this morning.
I really thought he was going to say everything because he kept going through my notes. And I'm like, stop, I got things to say. Okay, so obviously I went to Israel, Palestine. So some things about me. I'm Danielle. I go to Bluffton University. I'm in early childhood education and intervention specialist double major, and I have my fourth and fifth grade endorsement. And I'm a volleyball player, and I'm going to be a senior. And this presentation is a short view into my trip, because there was like 500 pictures maybe, and we were there a long time. So first, I want to thank you guys, because you guys helped a lot. You guys helped pay for like half my trip, so that was very helpful, and just your guys' support while I was over there. So a little bit more about why I went on this trip. So the summer after our junior year at Bluffton, we go on a cross-cultural experience or take 2 semesters of Spanish. So you can go in the States or you can go out of the States. So this year we had 4 options out of the U.S. and there were 3 options in the U.S. And the specific purpose for the Israel trip was to learn about the conflict between Israel and Palestine and visit the different places that you hear about in the Bible and where Jesus walked. So my trip was from May 6th through the 23rd, which was 18 days. It was a very long trip. And we were definitely ready to come home by the time we were done. So there were 14 students that went. There were 4 guys and 10 girls and our one professor. And this was his 11th trip coming to Israel. So we knew he knew his stuff when we got there. And then we had a tour guide with us at all times named Samer. And he was like the cutest guy ever. He was amazing. And he was Palestinian. So if you could show the first picture. It's a little quiz for you guys. Can you tell what is wrong with this picture? Anybody? I'm not in it. My professor posted this on Facebook without me. And I'm like, do you realize I'm not in it? And he goes, oh. I was like, so it was a running joke that I wasn't on the trip. This was like in the first week, maybe the first couple days. So then if you show the next picture. This is the actual picture. There's me on the end. Somehow, he cropped me out, so we didn't let him post on Facebook after that. All right, so if you show the next one. So this is pictures of our flights. So the first one over here on the left is from our first plane we got on. So it was about an hour flight. It was from Detroit, Michigan to Toronto, Canada. And we got on, and it broke. So that piece hanging down isn't supposed to be there. It fell on one of our girls' heads. So we had to call the flight attendant. We're still parked at the gate. We haven't even moved. So we had to call the flight attendant, and we're like, this piece broke. So he tried, like, pulling it out, and it wouldn't move. So then he had to go get tape, and he was, like, taking little strips of tape to try to tape it back up. And we're like, this is great. And then, so we got to Toronto, and we had a 4-hour layover in the airport. And then we got on this massive plane. Nope, other one. Go back. There we go. And this was our 12-hour flight from Toronto, Canada to Tel Aviv. This one was a lot nicer because you could watch movies, TV shows, listen to music, all kinds of stuff on your own personal TV. Except it was like overnight, and kids kept running up and down the aisles, and there were babies crying. And me, being 6'2", could not sleep because I couldn't fit. I like tried to lay my head on the table. I couldn't lay down. I tried to lean on the seat in front of me. Just wasn't working. And in Israel, they're 8 hours ahead of us. So that was kind of weird getting used to, like, talking to people back home. Like, we're in the middle of the day, and it's literally, like, midnight here. But jet lag, like, didn't really affect us like we thought it was going to. And then our first flight back was 12 hours again, back to Toronto. And it was, like, the worst flight I've ever been on in my life. Like, if that was my first flight, I would never want to get on a plane ever again. Because, one, we had somebody smoke in the bathroom and then put the cigarette, like, in the trash can and it started smoking. And then a guy two seats in front of me had, like, a medical emergency. So, like, it was like in a TV show where they get on the intercom and be like, is there a doctor on board? And we're like, what is happening? So I don't really know. He was, like, really, really sick. So they somehow found some doctors. And they were taking care of him. And then, like, when we were getting closer to Toronto, probably, like, the last hour, we hit a lot of turbulence. So we kept dropping in altitude, like, really fast. And when we got into Toronto, our plane landed, like, sideways. And the pilot had to, like, jerk it back so it'd land flat on the ground. So then it was long. We were not ready to get on the next flight because we still had another hour flight to get back into the U.S., so we had the 4-hour layover again in Toronto. So we all just took the blankets and pillows from our flight. We're not sure if we're supposed to take them, but we did. And we just slept on the floor at our gate. You just saw like 14 college students laying on the ground at our one gate to get back to Detroit. So if you show the next one. So here's just some city pictures. So the one on the left is a group picture in Jerusalem. You can see the Dome of the Rock, the gold circular thing in the background. And then the one on the right is Bethlehem. That's where we're at a restaurant kind of area at night. And usually, like, every city we went to is really lit up at night. And this is on a roof of the restaurant because, like, in Israel, apparently you go on roofs a lot. Like, people just kept inviting us. They're like, if you want to go on the roof, you can. And us being adventurous college students, we're like, sure. So there was actually one time, my brother didn't like this story when I told him, but we were just walking down the streets, just like seeing, like getting souvenirs and stuff. And this guy's like, hey, I'll give you guys like 50% off since you're students and you guys can go on my roof. And we're like, okay. And we started walking up the stairs and he closed the gate behind us. And we're like, we're going to be like trapped here with like no way of communication to our professor, but we're like, we're just going to keep going. And so we went up to the roof, we took some pictures, and then we came back down. It was all fine. He gave us 50% off, and it was nice. But my brother didn't like that story. So, like, I feel like there was the lights, everything was so beautiful, like, in every city, because while we were there, they were during Ramadan, which is when Muslims fast during the day. So they don't go to work as much for long hours. They shorten their school days so they can rest while they're fasting. So there weren't a lot of people around. And they would start eating at night when the call to worship come over the speakers from the mosque, and then they would stop eating in the morning when it went off again. So you could always hear the call to worship like throughout the day wherever we were. All right, this next picture is for Keith, just for you. It's a footprint of Jesus. You told me to find it, and I found it. So there you go. There's like a little circular area is supposed to be his heel. So just for you. I had to add that in there. All right, then the next one. This is us in the Dead Sea. You can float. It's very possible. It was very weird. And the salt does burn when you don't expect it to. But it does. It was very nice. You're only supposed to stay in it for like 25 minutes. And me and my friend made it, like, maybe 7, and then we had to get out because it was hurting. All right, the next picture. These are from our homestays. So we split up and stayed with Palestinian families that were associated with Bethlehem Bible College. So on the left, the lady in the middle is Noha. And we stayed with her for 3 days. We left the college and left our group, and we had to take a taxi to her house because she can't drive. And oh my goodness, Israeli driving is literally insane. Like, they do not follow rules at all. They just go. They make their own lanes. And then the one on the right, Shireen, she's in the middle, and those are two of her kids. This is Noha's daughter. This is who we were supposed to stay with, but since her mom has an empty house to herself, we stayed with her. And then in the middle, we would always, at night, we would sit around the table with Noha and just talk and have tea and coffee and stuff. And so this, she was teaching us some Arabic because her husband used to teach English to his students there. So she brought out some of his materials, and that says, Yala Nikki Arabic. So it says, let's speak Arabic, which was the title of that book she was showing us, and then all his cards he used to show to his students. Okay, and then the next slide. So this is a picture. I wish I got more of these, but every night we would play card games. So this is one when we were in Jericho at our hotel. We would always get together at night and do a devotional, and then we would usually play games. So we would play Signs and Mafia or Scum, which was our favorite, which is a really easy card game. If you want to play it, let me know. Let's do it. So particularly on this night, we made a deal. Whoever lost the next round had to jump in the pool fully clothed. And one of my friends was like, oh, I can't do it. It's like she took a shower or something, so she didn't want to jump in. I was like, okay, if you lose, I'll jump in, whatever. And she lost. So then I had to jump in for her. But it's like 80 degrees there, so it wasn't that bad. And I had just taken a shower like right before that too, so whatever. Probably like the biggest spiritual impact of this trip, I had like two different ones. So just the fellowship of getting to know some of the students that I've like seen around campus, but couldn't tell you their name, where they're from, like anything about them. And we all became like basically one big family. And we would eat meals all together. And you never saw like the same person sitting beside each other. We would always mix it up. And so that was always nice. And like, we would just be sitting at a meal and somebody would be like, if you were a fruit, what would you be? And we would just ask like random questions just to see what everybody would come up with. And ever since we were on the trip, like since we didn't have cell service, we would have to use social media to contact each other. So we use Snapchat a lot. So we have a big group chat and we literally talk like almost every day, like still when we're home. We're like, we miss each other. We can't wait until we get back to school so we can all see each other. And we're like, maybe we'll go sit on the roof of ROP because we're used to like sitting on roofs with each other. And then another really cool thing, we would sing in the churches. So a lot of places where Jesus was, they would build churches over it so people wouldn't destroy it or put something else over it. And so we would have a songbook, and we would go in there and sing. A lot of groups did. And then if somebody was already in there and they were, like, singing English, most people pretty much spoke English, we would join in with them, and we would all just be singing different songs, even if we were from different countries. And then if you show the next one. So this is my baptism at the Jordan River. So as you can see, the water was very dirty, but it was okay. It didn't feel weird. So there were five of us that got baptized, and before we went in, we kind of told why we were doing it. So I'm pretty sure all of us had been baptized before, and then we were giving our reasons why we were doing it again. And so where we're standing, there's a platform. And that rope is like kind of the end of the platform. So you don't want to go past the rope because you'll literally just like slide into the river. So we were all very concerned that we were going to do that. And my professor actually did slip once, but he caught onto the rope. So that was good because we probably wouldn't know what to do. So I was the first one in, and as I was getting in, these doves flew down right beside me. So we thought that was really cool. And those are, so my professor's on the left, and then two of my friends are on the right. They're two of my teammates. They helped dunk me. And that was definitely very impactful. So that's a very shortened version of my trip. If you have any questions about my trip, I'm happy to answer them. So I think since I got to college, like, I felt like I grew more, like, definitely, like, going to chapel services, like, with a bunch of college kids and, like, going in our journey with them, and I joined, like, Fellowship of Christian Athletes there, and just growing and learning more about God through college, and, like, I feel like I took a bigger step because I might have been stuck in a slump for a bit, like just going through the motions of church, and that brought me back to learning more. Yes. So if you have any more questions, I can answer after to my the best of my ability, because it's been a while since I've been there, and I'm running on 3.5 hours of sleep because I got home at 3:30 this morning from work. And if you want to see more of my pictures or hear more, just let me know, and you can come over and we can have some fun and see them all. So thank you.